101 WIXX Green Bay Fox Cities presents Talkin' Football with the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrivee. Now your hosts for Talkin' Football, Murphy, Katie, and Nick on 101 WIXX.
Rodgers takes, fakes the handoff to Lacey, rolls left, throws the end zone, touchdown wide open. Jordy Nelson left corner of the end zone, and the Packers are on the board.
Well, that was one thing that went good, Wayne, getting Jordy back into the mix a little bit. He looked good last night.
Yeah, I thought he had a nice ball game. When you look at his totals for the ball game, you know, five catches, 73 yards and a touchdown. Now, he was targeted 11 times, but nonetheless, I think, you know, little by little, you see him getting back into it on a full-time and full-board basis.
Now, that was supposed to be the cure of all the ills, though, was getting Jordy back in the mix. It doesn't seem like that right now, does it?
Well, the offense is still, you know, this happens a lot with the Packers. The offense gets off to kind of a slow start, and I guess I would have to categorize this as a bit of a slow start, these first two games. You sense that they haven't quite put the pieces in place yet, and you kind of look for that big explosion either in the passing game or the running game, and, you know, I think that's what they're trying for right now, but it's so early in the season, I wouldn't get too worried about it.
What do you attribute to the issue, though, Wayne? Because I guess for me, it was fundamental breakdowns that are bothering me. Execution and flow and all that stuff, the timing. I like that it grows week to week. I don't tend to panic early on, but it's drop balls. It's carelessness with the football, with the fumbles and the turnovers yesterday. It's just bizarre fundamental things to me. That's more of a focus issue than anything else early on.
Well, you know, again, I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that these guys are really playing together this year for the first time in these first 2 weeks of the season in a game situation. So it's something that everybody goes through. Sometimes you come out hot, sometimes you don't. But I understand what you're saying. You have four fumbles in the ball game, and thank goodness they recovered two of them. You had an interception in the game. So, you know, three turnovers, that's very unpacker-like. And especially Aaron with three fumbles himself, that just doesn't happen that often. And yet I thought the protection, the offensive line, had played pretty well last night. You know, I remember Everson Griffin making one play. But, you know, I thought for the most part they did a heck of a job on him and on that defensive front.
Even with the accuracy of Aaron's balls, Wayne, he's a little high, a little low. It doesn't seem like, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, because just been to a couple of practices and now watching a couple of games, it seems different. It doesn't seem like he's setting his feet and really getting into the throws. There's a lot of off balance, back foot, a lot of bizarre footwork from him.
You know, you usually see that with the shorter throws from him. He's trying to get the ball off really quick. He doesn't quite set his feet, maybe. But you know, I think a timing thing. I think that they've had trouble getting receivers open, Nick, and even with Jordy on the field, you know, they don't get a lot of separation on some of these plays. And Aaron, a couple of times, has had to try to thread the needle, and, you know, the pass gets broken up, or as in the case late last night, the ball was intercepted. And that ball was a little bit, you're right, he was a little bit off target.
Yeah. Defensively, kind of a tough night for Demaryius Randall last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, he got worn out. I mean, Stephon Diggs is really coming on. They had a lot of trouble corralling him. I thought the defense played well overall when you look at the numbers, mm-hmm. but the big plays, you know, Minnesota, 9 receptions for Diggs, 182 yards. He was targeted 11 times, so that means he caught, you know, 9 out of 11 targets. And, of course, the touchdown. Again, here's the scary thing about last night's game, guys. Sam Bradford potentially is going to be better in this offense than Teddy Bridgewater. Okay, he made throws downfield last night that Bridgewater just doesn't make.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of your broadcast last night. You made that point that I forget what completion it was, but you said flat out, and Larry agreed that Bridgewater could not make that throw that he made last night.
Yeah, and that's a dimension that offense will get if he can. Now, on the flip side of that, of course, is Adrian Peterson goes down with a, what looked to me like a pretty bad knee injury. Now, the coach was trying to say, well, he could be back this week or he could be back, whatever. You know, it looked to me, when you get helped off the field like that, I don't think it's a one-week deal. I don't think it's a day-to-day deal. I think it might be more than that.
Did anybody else find it odd that they made him hop all the way to the locker room last night?
Yes.
Did you see that?
All the money in the world and you couldn't get a...
They literally, Wayne, you probably didn't see this during the broadcast, but they were two guys on his shoulder carrying him back into the stadium, and he had a hop on his good foot the whole way there. It was like,
yeah, I did see that, and I was wondering, where was the golf cart, to bring him in? You know, I don't know. Maybe that's one of those snafus in the new stadium. They've got to get ironed out.
Right. How did you like that stadium?
It's big. I liked it. I think it's spectacular for the fans from a media standpoint. And who cares about the media?
Right.
But from a media standpoint, it's not a great place to work. And they're going to have a Super Bowl there in 2 years. They're going to be knocking down a lot of walls and putting in a lot of bathrooms in that media area, because it's not, it is not Super Bowl ready by any stretch of the imagination.
Really?
But it's a big, beautiful looking building as a view of the skyline. You know, it's spectacular in that regard. I think for the fans, it's wonderful.
I'm so disappointed, Wayne. I can't get over this last night. And we talked about it going into the game, that this was a chance, at least as a fan, I was looking at it this way, to take it to a division rival who took the division from us in the season finale at Lambeau last season. And it's the opening of their new stadium. I'm a big historical guy. It would have been great to hand them a loss. You never get rid of that. The first game and you're brand new. Let's open the bank and it's a loss. I just thought they brought everything and we didn't bring that kind of energy to the table last night.
I don't know, Nick. I kind of disagree with that. I think the Packers came up. This is a tough spot. This was a real tough spot for them going into the ball game. I mean, if you were analyzing this game, you know, this is one of those places where you say, oh, this is a tough spot for Green Bay. This is not going to be an easy deal. The emotion of the crowd and the Vikings and everything else, and they're a very good defense. I thought the Packers did bring energy. I thought they did bring their best effort. Now, the execution aspect of it, as you talked about earlier, was not quite there, but I thought they really, defensively, I thought also they dug in for the most part. They stopped the running game cold and forced Minnesota to pass. Unfortunately, the Vikings made big plays downfield in the passing game, and that hurt.
You know, Julius Peppers hasn't been on the field a ton, but it seems like lately when he's coming on the field, he's very effective, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know, he met at the quarterback on a sack. He had a half sack in the ball game. I thought he was around the ball and affecting the pocket, and that's what we're looking for. I don't think you're going to see Julius on the field for a lot of plays in terms of, especially early in the season, mm-hmm. but as the season goes along, you'll see more and more of him. He had a sack and a half last night. He had, you know, combined three tackles in the ball game. So, you know, this is a guy who they're going to spot play a little bit early in the season with the hopes that he'll be full board come November and December when they really need him in the playoff run.
Wayne, I think Coach is going to hear a lot about this today in the coming days, but the fourth down play last night when it was fourth and one, and they sent James Starks for the run. I think a lot of people were thinking field goal at that particular point, weren't they?
Well, you know, I'm sure some people were. There's no doubt about that. But I think Mike McCarthy felt that he could get control of the ball game at that point, perhaps. You know, you look at what they were doing. They were coming back and forth, and here they are deep in Minnesota territory. It's fourth and about a yard and a half for that first down, and that's one of those plays you think, okay, we can get this thing blocked up and get a first down here and really start taking getting into this ball game and kind of controlling it. You know, I don't fault Mike for taking the chance at all, because quite frankly, guys, I think you've got to be bold in this league to win. I really do. And sometimes when you're bold, it doesn't work. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be bold about things and try to get something done. If that works, maybe they go in for a touchdown and the complexion of the game changes completely. As it is, you know, they missed on it. They didn't pick it up, and Minnesota drove all the way for a 17-7 lead at that point, sixth place, 87 yards. You know, the other thing you're thinking about there is, okay, we don't get this here. Still third quarter, plenty of time. We're not down by any more than, what was it, 3 points at the time, mm-hmm. 10-7. So you pick that up, you get the touchdown, you take the lead, you change the complexion of the game. You don't get that. Minnesota's still deep in its own territory. And at that point, you got to figure your defense has been in control and should be able to handle these guys and get them off the field in a reasonable fashion. But unfortunately, Minnesota motored all the way.
Well, it's the life of a coach, too. If it works, you're a genius.
Sure.
If it doesn't, it's like, what were you thinking?
It's only a yard.
I'm telling you guys, I would rather see them be bold. I would rather see them be bold than to just, you know, sit back and take field goals in that situation.
I'd like him to convert a third down. That's what I like. Especially first half, Wayne. That was so tough to watch, and especially when it's third and six, third and seven, and those long third down scenarios that it plagued them last year for a great deal of the season, and it doesn't seem like that's getting any better. And I know it's early, but, boy, that's tough to watch.
Yeah, they ended up being pretty decent, 6 of 13, 46%. That's pretty good. Minnesota's only 4 of 14 on third downs. That's just the amazing thing. You know, neither one of these two offenses produced 300 yards in the game. And, you know, Minnesota, they were decidedly one-dimensional. I mean, just 30 yards rushing. I understand Peterson went out of the ball game, but my goodness, when he was in there, they weren't doing much on the ground. You know, a lot of kudos to the Packers defense on run defense. The problem, as Dom Capers mentioned last week, is they've got to cut down on the big plays they give up defensively.
Mike Daniels plays like a man possessed, doesn't he? He is so strong.
He's so scary.
He sets the tone up front. You know what I mean? He really, his attitude and the way he plays, especially early in the ball game, sets the tone. And now LaTroy Guyon went out with a knee injury, did not return, and that put Kenny Clark in there early. He's getting baptism by fire, but knocked down a pass on a quick slant they were trying to run, I think, on a third down play. They're a little thin on that defensive line right now if Guyon can't go this week because, you know, they're still missing Mike Pinnell for two games.
Lions coming to town. What are you thinking there? What have you seen so far with them?
I haven't seen much of the Lions. I know they had a wonderful win against Indianapolis on the road and then got nipped at home yesterday by Tennessee. So, you know, it seems more like the same with the Lions. They're going to thrill you on one hand, and they're going to disappoint you on the other. And,
right.
And I'm not quite sure what to make of them this early in the process. But I know one thing. They're more than capable of surviving without Calvin Johnson, although I'm sure they'd love to have him.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see him this Sunday at Lambeau as we get things started there for the season. So looking forward to it. Wayne, in fact, was it next four games are at home, I believe, right?
Four in a row? Yeah, so with the bye in there.
Yeah.
Should be able to make some hay there.
Week in there. Yep.
Absolutely. Hey, Wayne, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday. All right, bud?
Sounds great, guys. Take care.
Thank you, sir.